Working out why and how we came to be has been one of the most intriguing puzzles humankind has pondered over since we became self-aware. What possible sequence of events had to unfold to place living beings on a rock revolving around a medium-sized star at over 66,000 miles an hour? How then did some of these living beings work out painstakingly that they were on said rock and aware of their own existence? A testament to this amazing feat is my ability to write and record these words and your ability to listen to them. Whether I actually impart any wisdom, enlightenment, or edutainment is an entirely different matter. A further testament of a somewhat grander nature is for these living beings to send themselves and their robotic probes into space to be able to look back at themselves and confirm their conclusions. They were not, after all, at the centre of the known universe. To help us understand what is mind-blowingly incomprehensible, we use models. Over time, we've used a model of the world where the world is flat, which might seem silly once you've seen Earth from space. If you use a map to navigate around, walking, or in your car, you are essentially using a flat Earth model. The model of the world rocket scientists use to send space probes across our solar system essentially consists of three space dimensions with a fourth dimension of time. The time dimension is largely used to make sure the probe and target planet, asteroid or moon arrive at the same point in space to the precise second. The mass in this system distorts the fabric of space and creates gravity wells which stick everything together so galaxies and solar systems are able to form. Distortion of space-time by matter also requires some relativistic corrections to be made. We may need to do this too as we travel around the cube. Without giving it a second thought, this is also the world we operate in. We are always moving from A to B, with the aim of arriving somewhere, some when or other. Most of the time, this involves going sideways or backwards and forwards across the plane of the Earth. Sometimes, however, we go underground in a subway or up in the air in a plane. As Alfred Korzybski said, two important characteristics of maps should be noted. A map is not the territory it represents, but if correct, has a similar structure to the territory, which accounts for its usefulness. It's worth noting in passing, he also said, whatever you say it is, it isn't. I wish I could have spent some time with him. I also once interviewed an enlightened soul called Bill Liao, a social networking pioneer, and he shared some wisdom with me that has stayed with me. It only has to be true enough, he said. It is with these three quotes in mind that this guidance should be absorbed. I could easily write an academic treatment on the cube. This wouldn't be much help apart from perhaps massaging my ego by showing how clever I think I might be. If you use your left logical brain to analyse some of this path, you will find holes everywhere. It won't add up. Only by trusting your gut and listening to your heart will these steps make any sense and be of any use. By taking this journey, you will make amazing transformations in your life. I can only make this bold claim because I have tried it on myself and others. So the space-time model used on this section of the path is that of a cube. This cube is something we will travel around in our mind's eye, making adjustments to our thoughts and demeanour as we go around it. Naturally, we're not physically travelling around a cube itself, although you may have already constructed a cube to help in your imaginings. This simple act of building, holding, and manipulating a physical cube will take your mind to new avenues of awareness. Before we explore this magical cube in more detail, imagine this. You are a piston inside a car's engine. Every now and then you spring into life and jump up and down at an alarming yet exciting rate. You sense in your rings that you've even gone somewhere. Then, when the engine is switched off by the driver, you fall asleep for a while, you don't know how long. Then, at a certain time in the future, you can feel yourself wearing out. You are not running as smoothly as you used to, and you get a strange sense you are not alone. There are others around you in the same boat. Then one day, everything comes to a grinding halt, you fall asleep again. A little later, Again, you don't know how long. You are awakened by a blinding light. Your eyes adjust, and you can see you're laying on a floor next to three other pistons just like you. Next to you is a crankcase with holes that look like you could fit into. In the distance is a huge shiny thing with wheels. Up to now, the only sound you're capable of hearing was the suck, push, bang and blow sequence of the combustion engine you were part of. Of course, you had no idea what this meant. Then something strange happened. You heard a voice, and something inside you even understood the gist of what it said and who said it. The grand mechanic said, "This is what happens, sir, if you don't top up your oil. The good news is that I can get you back on the road in a day or so. Those pistons will be as good as new." "Brilliant. So I should be able to go on holiday this weekend after all," said the driver. Several light bulbs go off in your piston head. You had no idea you were part of something much, much bigger, a car. What's more, the car actually went places and was directed by a driver. You sense a sigh of relief, but something inside you also senses you don't want to go back to being inside that dark, noisy and hot engine again, now you've seen the light. People who have come back from NDEs, near-death experiences, testify that they could see some of this type of grand plan and have these sorts of dialogue. They of course don't think they are pistons in an engine, but do experience a sense of being part of something bigger than their physical selves. This of course is a metaphor for our very own existence, and for what it's like to explore a cube when we are stuck inside of it.